From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States forbade any dealings in a new Venezuela debt or equity. It's Washington's latest move to pressure the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told reporters that Washington was not going to tolerate the dictatorship of Maduro and what it was trying to create.
At this point, we felt like because we're not seeing any progress towards lifting up the Venezuelan people, and we see more of the power grab that Maduro is trying to do, the sanctions were another option to send him a message.
The new executive order bars U.S. transaction with Maduro's government and the PDVSA state oil company. People along the southern U.S. Gulf Coast of Texas are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday or early Saturday. Judge Samuel Neal Jr., a former mayor of the town of Corpus Christi, said the greatest asset for those weathering the storm is patience.
This storm is not going to play out overnight. In fact, AEP told us this morning that when the power goes off, you can expect it to be off, depending on where you are, in the city of Corpus Christi and in Nueces County, 3 to 7 days.
Harvey is expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. 10 civilians, including 3 children, were killed in a raid by foreign and Somali forces on a farm and barrier. The U.S. says it is confirming the military-supported operation of Somali forces in the area and would look into the allegations. Somalia's information ministry said al-Shabaab extremists were killed instead. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed at least 20 people. 2 police officers are counted among the dead. At least 40 others were wounded when the attack occurred during Friday prayers. One eyewitness spoke about those who were injured.
More than 100 people were wounded in the attack, and around 20 to 25, including men, women, and children, were martyred.
Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish confirmed that at least one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the Imam Zaman Mosque while several others stormed inside. Police cordoned off the area soon after the assault, and residents of the area reported hearing gunfire from inside the mosque. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Police are taking all measures to maintain law and order in India's riot-hit northern Sirsa district after 29 people were killed in violent protests in the province following the conviction of a godman in a rape case. Inspector General of Police A.S. Dhillon said authorities were taking appropriate action to control the situation.
We have used requisite force. There are clear orders. We will not let anybody disturb our law and order. We are assessing the situation, and all points to the city are completely sealed, and we are taking requisite action.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, the head of a social welfare and spiritual group, was found guilty of raping 2 followers in a case dating back to 2002 at the headquarters of his Dera Sacha Sauda group in the northern town of Sirsa. Supporters rampaged in response, attacking railway stations, petrol stations or gas stations, and television vans in towns across the northern states of Punjab and Haryana. Rescuers in Brazil have recovered the bodies of 2 children from a river where a boat carrying more than 50 people sank this week. This brings the total death toll to 23. Philip Alexio has more.
The Pará State Government News Agency says the bodies of a girl and a boy were pulled from the Xingu River on Friday. Agencia Pará says 27 people survived Tuesday's accident. 2 people remain missing. On Thursday, another boat carrying 120 people flipped and sank in the northeastern city of Salvador, killing at least 18 people. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Civics groups said the sentencing of Samsung heir E.J. Young to prison was a meaningful step toward justice in a country where business leaders often get lenient treatment for major white-collar crime. Prosecutors had requested a 12-year sentence, but E was given 5. Business lobby groups expressed concerns that Yi's absence from the helm of Samsung would take a toll on the South Korean economy. Samsung accounts for about 1/5 of the nation's exports. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.